Svarno Parsha Shlach. So the Svarno begins with the first pasuk in the parasha. It says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Shlach lecha anashim." Send for you people. What does that mean? Send for you people. So the Svarno says what it means is don't just let the people decide who they're sending. You, Moshe, be involved in who's being sent. Specifically, send people who know what they're talking about. People who know what's a good land and what's a bad land, like experts, not just stam people. People who will know what they're looking at. So at least this way, they'll have to know the truth that it's actually a great land. So this way, when they come back, it's true, we know they came back and said horrible stuff. But they knew the truth, and that did affect how they came back. Because when they came back, they said, yes, it's an Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash, it's a great land, but it's going to be impossible to conquer because they're so strong and all that. But if they would have, you know, went and not known what they were talking about and came back and said, oh, it's a terrible land, they would have said that from the get-go. But because Moshe sent people who knew what they were talking about and happened to be in the truth, they came back and said it was a great land, just we won't be able to conquer it. And then later on, as we'll see in a second, you know, later on we'll see, they changed their story to say it's an Eretz Ochelet Yoshvehi. But they started off saying it was a good land because they knew it to be true. That's why they started off with that line, because that was the truth. And this caused that when Bnei Yisrael eventually did Shuva, right away they said Chatanu Lashem. Like by when they heard that they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, they said Chatanu Lashem. It's because they had heard that at least it had been a good land, and they just hadn't had enough bitachon or whatever the svara was why they felt were upset about the story. But now that they heard Hashem would have taken them in and they had been sinning, so they did tshuva right away. Anyway, he also says that the reason Hashem did not accept their tshuva and they still died, even though they did tshuva right away, is because it was a chilul Hashem, and chilul Hashem only gets kapara with misa. Okay, that's what he says at the beginning of the parsha. It's interesting, later on, towards the end, he mentions that someone who does Chil Hashem by someone who worships Avodah Zarah or whatever, it's Hashem Hu Megadev on that pasuk. Towards the end of the parsha, Perek Tes Vav Pasuk Lamed, it says that's Hashem Hu Megadev. So he says that someone who makes a Chil Hashem doesn't get kapara unless they die, assuming their tshuva is Meiras Ha'onesh. Okay, so that's a little bit different. It's not really kind of qualifying it. It's not that there is no tshuva. It sounds like, therefore, the Jews could have done tshuva even by the Chetim Ragim had they done it Me'ava, but it was a tshuva Me'ira. I'm not sure. But anyway, in the case of at the end of the parsha there, he mentions that even by something that's a Chil Hashem, tshuva Hanas Me'iras Onesh doesn't work until the person dies, but it can work from tshuva Me'ava. I'm sorry, actually does mention it specifically. That's why the Meraglim's tshuva was not accepted. Because it was only, apparently, Miras Onesh. Okay, so there's a way out of even that. Next, it lists the 12 Meraglim, and the order that it lists it, you know, different Mefarshim discuss, why is it in the order that it's in? He just said it's Lefizik Knusam, based on, I guess, their age. Okay. Then we have the Nachal Eshkol. So this is interesting. It's in Pasuk Chaf Dalet. It says that they came to Nachal Eshkol, they chopped down a zmora, a vine, and an eshkol of grapes, a cluster of grapes. They carried it, and they brought it to the place called Nachal Eshkol, the place that they now call Nachal Eshkol because of the story with the eshkol asher karsu misham b'nei Yisrael. So this Farno, without saying exactly what's bothering him, sounds like he's bothering by who called it Nachal Eshkol because of the story of the Eshkol. They called it the Lamak. They brought Lamakim. They called Nachal Eshkol because of the story of the Eshkol. Asher Kursu Misham Bnei Yisrael. That the Bnei Yisrael. So if we're talking about Bnei Yisrael called it Nachal Eshkol, you wouldn't say Alodos HaEshkol Asher Kursu Misham Bnei Yisrael. We're talking about the Bnei Yisrael. We're talking about. It sounds like somebody else called it Nachal Eshkol because Bnei Yisrael chopped down a vine there. Anyway, the Sfarno says it's the Knanim. The Knanim called it Nachal Eshkol based on the story of the Jews chopping down the cluster of grapes. Why do they care? Because they thought it was so strange. The Jews were so excited about it. Imagine you saw somebody going bananas over a cluster of grapes. Whoa, grapes! Like, what? I don't get it. It's a cluster of grapes. They were used to grapes that size. That's what grapes look like to them. So when they saw the Jews going so crazy over a cluster of grapes, they thought, oh, look, the Jew. Maybe it was a way of saying, like, how great our land is. The people who are not from here get excited over anything. But anyway, the Sfarnos of the Canaanim were the ones who called it Nachal Eshkol because of that story. Okay, so then we have when the Meraglim come and say their Lashon Hara, they do say that we'll never be able to conquer it. And it's Eretz Yocheles Yoshvehi. So what does that mean? It's a land that eats its inhabitants, because it also says, V'an she'amakam an she'midos. The same pasuk. It's like in the same breath, they're saying it's a terrible land, and everybody here is super strong and healthy. Eretz Yocheles Yoshvehi, V'chol ha'am asherinu b'socha an she'midos. How do you put those two things together? It's a terrible land. Everybody there is really healthy and strong. Huh. So the Sfarno says what it means is, the only people who could survive are the healthy and strong. That is to say, it's terrible. It's Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi. Everybody there dies. The only people who could survive are, in other words, it has a terrible climate or whatever, there's disease rampant, everybody dies. The reason why everybody there is strong is because only they could survive. Everybody else died there. It's such a terrible land. That's what it meant. Now, we had said before again that they knew it wasn't true. So the Sfarno says, this is what they said to the Zakenim. When they first said that it's Eretz Avas Chalavadash, the good stuff about it, just we won't be able to conquer it, the Sfarno explains later on that was because they knew they couldn't lie to the Zakenim. The Zakenim knew it was supposed to be an Eretz Avas Chalavadash. It wasn't going to be bad land. So they didn't, we're going to lie to the Sanhedrin. So to them, they said, the truth, just it'll be harder to conquer. And this was all a decoy. That whole story was just a decoy to get the Sanhedrin fighting about it. You know, that everybody, those people talking about it. And then while they were busy, they ran to the regular people and they told them the lies, that it's Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi, it's a terrible, terrible land. But they knew that the Zakenim, Moshe, Aaron, they all knew that couldn't be. Hashem said it was Eretz Lachav Adabash, you're not going to come tell me it isn't. So they couldn't lie to them. So they just said, oh, we can't conquer it. And that was all, again, to get them busy with themselves so that they wouldn't talk, they wouldn't notice. And the Meraglim then went, and while everybody's in the hullabaloo, so to speak, they went to the regular, who they could tell anything to, and said, oh, terrible. They lied to them and said, it's terrible, terrible land. That's how the story went. Now, this is really, really wild, the next thing. It says, they asked, I mean, I guess the pasuk says it almost, but it says they complained about Moshe. It says, V'lama Hashem mevi osanu to this land to fall by sword. Listen to this, Sfarno says, Mach atanu lo shehishtal de la yedchem lahavinu lakach. They complained, what did we do that Hashem did all this to kill us? You ready for this? Ki chashu shayakal eila betachpulam ito misin asam osam b'shvil gilulei b'mitzayim. They thought, it's like hard to believe. They thought the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole story, all of it was because God hated them. And he wanted to bring them into the desert to kill them there. It's like, what? Why? Because they worshipped the Avodah Zarah in the desert, so Hashem really hated them. And the whole story was all to kill them. Just like, why wouldn't he just kill them in Mitzrayim then? I don't know. But I think that's how people sometimes are. Whenever bad things happen to people, they think, God hates me, which is, of course, not true. But that's people's initial reaction always is. When something terrible happens, God hates me. Because of their something they did, God must hate me. And therefore, he did all this. It was all just some horrible thing to kill me. And, you know, that's not true, but that's what they said. Now, Yeshua and Kalev tell them, what are you talking about? It's a great land. Now, listen to this. The Pasuk says, it's in Pasuk Zayin, V'yomru kol das ben Yisrael amar, the land is great. The next pasuk says, "Im chafitz banu Hashem, if Hashem likes us, wants us, behavior son of Eretz Azos, he'll bring us to this land and son of Lano Eretz Asher Hitzavas Chalavadvash. It'll be a land of milk and honey." So, sounds like two completely different psukim and ideas. One pasuk says the land is great. Fact. Pasuk Ches says, "Now if God likes us, if we're doing well to Hashem, he'll bring us to this land, and it'll be an Eretz Avas Chalavadavash." Sfarno says, sounds like he reads it all as it's really like one idea. When, it's a t'nai, this land is very good. When? Only with a condition. Im chafetz banu Hashem. If Hashem likes us, then it'll be a great land and we'll conquer it and everything will be great. If we aren't doing Ratzon Hashem, sounds like it will not be a great land. The whole greatness of the land is only when they're doing Ratzon Hashem. If they are not doing Ratzon Hashem, then it will not be such a great land. Okay, so anyway, the Jews in, and it says, Hashem responds, Adani Na'atuni Yamazeh. The Sforno translates Yana'atuni as Bizui. How long will they be Mavazimi? They'll denigrate me. Okay, and then Moshe responds back with the Gilbang Yud, Gimel Midas Rachamim, and he also says, Pakeda Honavos Albanim. So now, is that Rachamim or is that Din? Hashem remembers Aviras for four generations. That's Rachamim or that's not such Rachamim? As you might have suggested, well, we'd prefer that Hashem, you know, not remember Averos, forget them immediately. And certainly carrying them for four generations doesn't sound good. So the Sfarno says, no. It means that Hashem can delay punishment up to four generations. It's a midah of Rachamim. That is Rachamim. If Rachamim is anything, it's certainly that it delays punishment. So Hashem's Rachamim will go, then Hashem will even delay it up to four generations. Okay, then Hashem swears that everyone who did the Aver is going to die in the Midbar. And in the same Pasuk, it almost sounds like it has two things. It's in Pasuk Chav Gimel. It says, sounds like two people won't see it. Those people who sin, they're not going to see it. And all those who anger me will not see it or bother me. So the Sforno says that second group is the kids. Meaning anyone who is between the ages of 20 and 60, they were going to die in the desert. Furthermore, even if somebody was a little kid, but you know, now he grew up, and if he follows in the same way, if he does something to anger me, he'll also won't see it. Like his example is Korach and Baal Peor, there were people who also didn't see it. So even anyone who angers Hashem will also not see it. Okay, then it says, how long they'll be in the Midbar? 40 years, because they did the spying for 40 days, so Yom LaShana. So the Sfarno says not just one day per year, but it's also Yom LaShana. There's a day in the year, a special day, and that's that refers to Tisha B'Av. That's the Yom LaShana. It's a day in the year that's a special day for negative. That's Tisha B'Av. That's what the Pasuk's referring to as well. And it says the Meraglim died in the Magefa. It says Vayemusu Hanashim Motziyedi Bas Aretz Ra'ah BaMagefa. What's this Magefa? So the Sforno says, I don't know who he knows, but Sforno says they died in the same thing that they said would happen to them. In other words, they said there's disease there, the climate's terrible, they're going to die from the land. So that's what happened to them. Hashem made, I guess, the climate around them bad, and they died from disease or some kind of Magefa. Then we have, there's the Parsha of the Mapilim, and then we have that there's a mitzvah seemingly totally out of nowhere bringing Menachem sent a Sachem. What in the world is this doing here? We always say the Sforno is he's the master of connecting things. What does bringing Menachem sent a Sachem have to do with anything? Why is it here? So this is something, to me, big chiddush. He says that there was a development in Karbanos. When Karbanos used to be brought by Noach and Avram and Hevel, there was no such thing as Menachem sent a Sachem. It wasn't necessary. It was L'Riach Nechoach without it. Then, he also, by the way, put that pasuk by Har Sinai. It says, "Vayishlach esnare b'nei Yisrael b'yalu olos v'yizbuchu vachim shlamim l'ashem parim." Doesn't say anything about Menachos and Nesachim. So you didn't need it. Then after Chet Ha'egel, so then they needed Menachos and Nesachim for Karban Tamid only, Karban Tzibur only. So the Klai Yisrael was on, I guess, a lower level after Chet Ha'egel. And from then on, we needed Menachos and Nesachim, but only for a Karban Tzibur. Like you find in Parshas Tetzaveh, mentioning that for the Karban Tamid, you needed Menachos and Nesachim. And then, says the Sforno, now the Chet HaMeraglim came, we went and leveled down more than that, and even for a Karban Yachid, you need Menachos and Nesachim. And that's what this week's Parsha is, after the Meraglim. Furthermore, he says, also Chet HaMeraglim caused us the next thing about Challah. The mitzvah take off challah, that was also a result of Chet HaMeraglim. And why is that? Because when you give off the Klai Yisrael needed bracha, and when you give off a piece of the challah and you give it to the Kohen, so the bracha is sure in your house, just like he mentions like Eliyahu, when the lady gave him a little bit of oil, so then the oil didn't stop, the bracha comes and you give it to the the tzaddik. So here you're giving to the kohen who's supposed to be working in the base of Hamikdash. So then the bracha is shorer in the person's house, and I guess post rachetam raglim they needed more bracha. Okay, finally we have the mitzvah of tzitzis, and this is really beautiful. So the Sfarno says that we're supposed to wear tzitzis, and the pasuk says re'isim oso. You're going to see these tzitzis, they're going to remind you that you are mekabel Hashem's Torah, and you accept it upon yourself to keep his mitzvos, even with punishments that could happen. And when you'll see that, so the tzitzis are like a sign that I am an eved of Hashem. That's what it is. It's the tzitzis themselves are a sign that this is an eved. You are an eved Hashem, and it comes with the positives, and also, if you don't follow it, punishments. So you look at that and you remind yourself that you're an Eved Hashem. And Lo Sasuru, this is right, what's the Lo Sasuru from Karinechim doing in the middle of Parashat Tzitzis? He says it's very connected. You will see that. You will not go after your heart and eyes. What does that mean to your heart? He says your heart means you want a covet, you want money, you want whatever you want, and you're going to steal it. No, you remind yourself that you're an Eved Hashem. And what your eyes see that refers to Znus. You're going to want illicit relationships that you're not allowed to have. You won't put that on your heart. You're not going to put that on your heart, that you're Zonach Ram, because you're an Eved Hashem, and you have to be your heart clean from that stuff. You signed up to be an Eved Hashem. And therefore, Lema'an Dizgru, if you clean your heart from that kind of stuff, so then you'll remember, now that your brain and heart's empty, what's it going to be filled with? What fills the vacuum? So if you're not thinking about that, what are you thinking about? You're thinking about, you'll remember what happened. You'll remember that God took you out of Egypt, and he did all kinds of miracles for you, and he's really running the show. And everything is run by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then you will come to do the mitzvos, because that's what else would you want to do in life? If you're free of you get it off your heart, the taivas of this world, because you know you're in heaven, and then you remember, so then you'll remember that Hashem did all these mitzvahs for us, all these miracles for us, and he's really running the show, so you want to do the mitzvahs. V'asisem es kol mitzvosai, you'll end up doing all the mitzvahs with Av and Yira, v'isem kedoshim lelokechem, and then you'll be totally holy to Hashem. And then we say, Ani Hashem lokechem, asher atzeis yitzchem eretz Mitzrayim, lios lachem lokechem, I took you out of Mitzrayim for that, to be for you a Hashem. What does that mean, to be for you Lelokim? That means that the connection between Klal Yisrael and Hashem will be very strong. And there won't be anything in between. It'll be a direct connection because we're so close to Hashem. And when you're on the truly high level of that, so then, you know, they can reach the very super high levels where Nitzchis, real Nitzchis, like Malachim are forever. So we're supposed to come super connected to Hashem, so that Hashem's Shechina is shorer with us, and we become completely connected to Hashem. Hashem becomes our Elokechem. And it says, Ani Hashem Elokechem. I am Hashem, who are giving you this mitzvah. And the whole purpose was to be Elokechem. That this mitzvah should lead for me to be to you Elokechem. No, Chazal tell us that tzitzis is shkula keneged kol mitzvahs. It's very chashuv mitzvah. Why? So you read this, you understand. It's supposed to help you get to the highest level, all by reminding yourself that you're an Eved Hashem. Okay.